Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Now it's moving.
Testing.
Is our video going? I can't tell. Yes, the video's going. Is the podcast going? Is everything moving along the way it's supposed to be?
Wearing the weirdest shirt.
Who?
Me. It's like, because I had a sweatshirt on, but it was too hot, so then I...
So you decided to dress like a cave woman?
So, no, it's like actually these... It's like a cold shoulder, but it looks so weird, so...
That's what I'm going to give you later.
Yeah. Oh, when I try to get some of that...
Please.
That Rich Voss-ness.
I'm not in a good mood.
Why?
Because it took us forever to get this thing started. There's always something going wrong with it. It's just... It's beyond comprehension. We need... some guy wrote me about doing sound for us. Maybe I'll get back to him and see. I don't want another person in my house, but maybe to get a sound guy. Who knows? I don't know. And listen.
We just should get like a producer that comes over once a week and, you know, records our pot. We won't have to do any of it, although.
This room isn't big enough. We'd have to make a new setup. I mean, we could. I don't know. I like the video camera. You know, people saying, oh, why are you wearing stuff on your hair? Do you got hair plugs? No.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't wear a hat today. Is it because of so many people were asking if you were going through something?
No, not so many people. I just...
Follically challenged or...
First of all, to get my hair like this, it takes maybe 5 minutes. I wash it.
Right.
Put a little sculpting it, gel or whatever you call it. And then like that. And there, it's ready. But
and there's no reason for it. Professionally done. And
there's no reason. Look,
5 minutes.
I mean, I'm not bald. I am getting a little thinner up top. Can you?
You're good. You're good. It looks good.
Gets a little thin. I'm not going bald. If I was going bald, I'd be bald by now.
People didn't.
You get a little receding.
People thought you were actually like in the process of getting.
All right.
What do you call those things?
Hair plugs.
Hair plugs.
No. Why? If I
you
did anything.
You love plugs, but not hair plugs.
If I whoa, look at that.
You love plugging your shows.
Yeah, we got that. You love
but
plugs.
Not your hair.
One more time. Do you want to do it one more time? Just come on, do another plug joke.
You love all kinds of plugs, including the kind that go up your ass.
Yeah.
But not for your hair. People who get hair plugs are a little sad because they have to keep doing it. They keep, you know, they start here, they're like, okay, then now their hairline starts receding. They got to keep going. It's like a farmer planting a crop.
You know, it's so funny that you talk about things you know nothing about.
Is it funny? Because that's my goal.
What?
So thank you.
Is to be funny?
Thank you. Yes.
Well, the hair plug thing, I didn't see. I don't think it was real funny. I thought you were speaking out of line because.
Right, I was trying a little hard.
I know people that have gotten hair plugs and their hair looks good.
But you knew it.
Famous people, too. Famous people.
We saw a picture of a famous person that we did not know had hair plugs, but with this particular camera, it was like very high def, I guess. And you could see. Do you remember somebody showing us that in the Montreal Comedy Festival?
Nope.
I don't want to say who.
It was 2 years ago. Why would I remember
that? I still think about it every night as I go to bed. Fall asleep to that guy's hair. Oh, look who's got hair plugs, I say to myself.
Every night?
Every night.
So I don't have hair plugs.
Oh, God.
If I was going to spend money.
Really,
what do you do? Are you going to show your titties on the.
Please.
If I was going to get hair plugs, I'd spend the money on, I don't know, probably like, you know, the bags under my eyes or the little extra skin that you get over here. I wouldn't get hair plugs. You could put a hat on there. What are you going to do? Wear a turtleneck your whole. Not even a turtleneck. So what are you doing? Are you.
Keep going.
What are you.
I was going to put this on.
Another, and you were hot before.
I was hot.
And now you can put on a jacket.
This is light.
The only reason Bonnie is putting that on because she made it and she wants people to. Oh, look what Bonnie made.
Oh, my God. Did I make this? Not bad.
Look what Bonnie made.
This is the same style I made for Bobby Kelly. I made myself one. I made you one. This is yours. And I made one for Bobby Kelly.
Bonnie. Listen, here's the problem. Bonnie needs a lot of self-acclamations.
What?
You know, is that the word? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, acclamation.
I don't think so. Acclamation means that you getting used to something.
No, okay. Self praise. Is praise okay?
Sure.
Like the other day, I did a video, a landscaping video, where, you know, first of all, you fucking assholes that watch these videos. I did one where I showed the leaves on the drop cloth.
A lot of people are like, my fans are the most important thing to me. You're the opposite. Your fans really get under your skin.
Yeah, they get on my nerves because I'm doing a video holding my rake or holding a rake.
Your fame would be amazing if it wasn't for your fans. Is that fair? If you didn't have to deal with those jack-offs, always talking about your drippy mouth, your little hands.
It's
your,
the same hacky bullshit for 15, 20 years.
You're
none of them are clever.
Yeah, they just say the same old. Some people still say
Rolls Royce on eBay or.
Yeah, or a washing machine door.
Yeah, they're fucking the most unoriginal, some of them, most of them.
Listen, I have fans that I enjoy, quite honestly, especially on Twitter. I think that's why I keep going back to Twitter, because there's people that I don't know that I genuinely like, and I like their responses to stuff. It's funny to me, but
I don't like
you. You rarely favorite a tweet, and you're always coming up to me and saying, like, do I block this person? Hmm. Right? How many people have you blocked?
2,168.
2,168 people. Those are just the people you blocked. You don't even know about the mute button, do you?
I don't fuck around with mute. No, I don't want to give them the satisfaction that where they think they're still
part of it.
No, goodbye.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll even say, you don't follow me. You talk shit to me. Oh, no. Even if they don't follow you and they try to respond to one of your tweets, you block them. Even if it's not mean. Isn't that true?
Usually.
They have to follow you.
Yeah, you don't respond to me if you're not following me. I don't. The fuck is wrong with you? Who are you to respond? Anyhow.
You won't allow someone to respond to a tweet of yours if you catch them and they're not following you.
No, if it's positive, if it's negative, it's an automatic block. Automatic. If it's positive,
Sometimes, even if it's positive, you block them. If they're not following you?
No, not that much, but not much. If I could tell in their voice, in their writing.
Sometimes you come to me and you say, should I block this person? And I go, they're trying to be funny, whether you enjoy that or not.
Guess what? I don't go online and give medical advice to doctors, so don't try to be funny to me.
Whoa, good point. Good, whatever you call that.
A point.
Metaphor.
Yeah, well. And so I'm doing my landscaping.
I said, what do you call that? You said point.
Good point. Yeah.
I already said point. I said good point or whatever you call that. You go point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good point. I pointed it out.
Am I getting locked down loony? Because I seem sexually attracted to you.
Can I finish what I was saying? Then we could talk about you.
I'm like losing it.
I did a landscaping video.
Oh, right, the fans.
Holding my rake, talking about the leaves I picked up.
His rake. He was really holding a rake. I don't want people to think.
I was holding a rake.
Something else.
Our rake. We have two rakes. We have the one rake and the other rake.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going, get a leaf blower. Get a leaf blower. You don't fucking think I have one? You don't think we have piles and piles, an acre of property? You think I rake the whole acre of property?
You think we're poor?
Are you
we
fucking,
don't have a fucking leaf blower?
Okay, I have a leaf blower.
Shut the fuck up.
Unfucking
believable. He's holding the rake because that's how you end the process.
Yes.
Okay?
Fucking assholes.
Dickwads.
Yeah.
We have a leaf blower.
We have a
not a metaphor. That's a real thing.
We have a leaf blower. I have a fucking
tiller? We have a rototiller.
I have a fucking power washer.
Power washer, which he would wash down the deck once a month at the bare minimum.
Power washer. I also have a generator.
A generator. Well, yes. Actually, we have two pumps.
No, we have three pumps. We have two sump pumps and a backup battery pump. A
Rich
generator.
Three pump Voss over here.
Okay, so don't fucking tell me go get a fucking leaf blower. Of course I have one.
Right.
What kind of
fucking homeowner, landowner,
I might add.
We have almost an acre of property.
We have an acre of property. Not
I think
almost.
It's 0.9. But anywho.
I hate people that say, anywho, go ahead. Go ahead. I don't like it.
I'm on your side. I'm yelling with you.
Oh, yeah. You're like the person that doesn't follow me but pretends you're on my side. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying we have everything we need. Okay. Thank you. We haven't even had to go to jobs. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to Lowe's.
Okay. One thing we
we're
don't
getting
have,
what we need.
We don't have everything we need. We need one more thing. Do you know what it is? Can you guess?
A snowblower.
How the fuck did you know that?
I just thought about what we don't have.
A snowblower.
And what's coming.
Yeah,
a snowblower. But we may not need a snowblower. It might not snow. Lots of times it doesn't snow. There's been
lots of times it doesn't snow.
No, but
probably
many years
in July
snow.
It doesn't snow.
I don't think it snowed last year. I don't think there's any snow.
It snowed once. All right. Okay. So that's
okay.
All right.
So let's not get into a big fight about snow.
Okay. Now, number two on my agenda. Okay, I got, see these glasses? Got them at the dollar store. They're reading glasses.
Yeah, we're taking on everything here today. We did the no hair plugs.
Yeah.
Okay? We did the, yes, we have a leaf blower.
Yeah.
And now, go ahead with your dollar store
they're
lady
reading
glasses.
They're not ladies.
Oh, that's, but that's the accusation, is that you're wearing lady glasses. A lot of people tweeted, why is Rich wearing?
First of all, I got about 20 pairs of reading glasses around the house because they cost a dollar at the dollar store. That's why they call it the dollar store. And I fucking, you lose them, you break them, you don't care. And they're reading glasses. My eyes have been checked at my doctor's office during a physical. They never said anything. I have bad eyes. One of my eyes is a little weaker than the other, but that's about it. So can I play with your tit? Come on.
Whoa,
you say
that came out of nowhere.
Let me.
What do you do? Were you done your rant about the reading glasses?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I had an actual eye doctor, whatever they're called, optometrist.
Yes.
Write to me and say, please tell Rich to go get his eyes checked, get proper glasses, because those dollar store glasses will ruin your eyes. Now, could be a conspiracy.
How do you know he's a real optometrist?
I don't know that. I didn't do any research. Didn't even go to his page.
Yeah.
I wrote back, I'll let him know. That's what I said. I'll let him know.
Is this you letting me know?
I'm letting you know. Those are bad for your eyes.
Yeah, well, guess
but
what?
I don't see how exactly.
And neither do I.
They just look bad.
No, they don't. These look pretty good.
My issue is that you're like so consumed with, is it because of what I'm saying or you're just.
What?
Every time I go to talk, you go. It's like.
I don't know.
You rub your face and your head.
I'm just fed up.
Do you want to just do the podcast? I'll just sit here and nod and laugh. That's fine.
No, go ahead. I mean,
it doesn't. It's not on brand, but I'll do it.
You're doing well. If I didn't fucking stab you while you were eating those French fries last night, I won't stab you now. So don't worry.
Anytime anyone's eating food that you're trying not to eat, then you get mad.
No, I don't get mad at
you.
You
have resentment.
I get mad at the fucking noises and the.
Nobody makes more noises than you.
The facial expressions.
You sound like an old lady stomping on grapes when you're eating. Is that good?
Yeah, you sound like you're at a rock candy festival and whoever eats the most
rock. You sound like you're bathing in oatmeal
you sound, yeah. You sound like you're fucking eating cans. Metal. You sound like you're eating
one of the best in the
glasses.
Business, ladies and gentlemen.
You sound like you're eating broken glass.
We're both
glass.
Terrible at roasting.
No, you sound like you're eating broken glass. But the thing is,
well,
like
when I make love to you, I feel like I'm eating broken glass.
Yeah, well, good. When you're fucking eating, it's not only the noises. You're sitting there like you're not even making the noises. Like, oh, I'm enjoying my food, and.
I chew with my mouth closed. It's the most I can do. You go like.
No.
One time I know I've told this story 101 times, but one time.
102 now.
Here we go. Stop looking at your watch every time I talk.
I'm trying to see how long. What
you're
time
like,
is.
You, am I that. Do we have to change the name of the podcast? Am I that annoying to you?
No, you're not annoying. I want to.
Is it my voice itself?
Not at all.
Should I lower my voice?
No. Go talk. What were you saying that you've said 100, going to be 102 times?
Well, we were having dinner one night after we were pretty freshly married, and I was sitting there chewing, and you go, you chew with your mouth closed? Who do you think you are, the fucking Queen of England?
Yeah.
You were legitimately angry. That wasn't like...
No, but you were
like,
sitting there like...
What?
You were like, oh, so fucking better than everybody.
Oh my God,
it just
I was
felt like you were
with my
better
mouth
than everybody.
Because I was chewing with my mouth closed. Okay.
I don't know. It just, oh, look at me.
I was like this. No, I don't go. Although, I had also another thing. If I make dinner and then I sit down to eat and I go, good, or and make any kind of compliment about the food I've made, you get mad at me.
I don't get mad. You're just sitting there going, like, yeah, it's good, but I don't sit there like after I get off stage and go.
Yes, you do. You call me and you go, I killed.
No,
and
but
you
that
go
goes
on
that
and on.
Goes without saying, but you know.
That was one of my favorite things. I'd be driving home from a gig. You'd be driving home from a gig. We call each other and we talk about how much we killed, and we wouldn't listen to each other really. Well, I'd just say, oh, I had this person, I said this to them, and you'd go, I did this and said this, and then I'd go, I said this and did this, and all the way home.
And whose were better?
I don't know, because I wasn't listening to you. I was only listening to myself. I was reliving. Do you ever do that? You have a good set, and then you just relive it?
No, but I had...
Like, sometimes I'll even be like, I walked on stage, I looked at the audience, I said hello, they laughed at that. I knew I was in.
I do have...
It's like a
playboy. I do have arguments with people in my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you do that?
Oh, sure. A lot of them are yours. I have letters to you written on my phone that I never sent. Sometimes I go after a fight, I'll go read it.
Is it a love letter?
It's always exactly, it's like, this is exactly how I feel now. This was written like 4 years ago.
Well, I got to go for an upper endoscopy tomorrow. Stomach problems and everything. Then they want lower abdominal x-rays. I hope it's not my pancreas.
Your what?
Pancreas. Pancreas? Pancreas? What are they
your
called?
Your pancreas?
Pancreas.
It's called pancreas.
I just said that, my pancreas.
So when you're talking to other people, make sure you say pancreas.
My pancreas.
Not.
Raina, what?
Where's the soup?
Where's
there's
the
no,
soup?
There's no more soup. You have to, sorry.
Come down here for a second.
Oh my God, she's mad because we ate the soup last night? This is the kind of crazy. I make like a.
I don't even like that soup.
You don't? Well, why do you eat so much of it?
I didn't. I had one bowl that you forced me.
No, I don't. It's like a fake chicken and rice, but it's made with chickpeas instead of chicken.
Yeah, why don't you know, make a side dish of noodles? I'll eat it
with
noodles.
Last time I made it with noodles.
No, those big egg noodles.
Last time I made it with egg noodles, they just happened to be small size.
No, they
yes,
weren't egg noodles.
Yes, because I wouldn't put it in. I took mine out, my soup out, before I put the noodles in and cooked them in yours.
I don't remember.
Because I don't eat that shit. I'm telling you. So, and then also, you know, tomorrow is Wednesday. I'll probably make some kind of like, you know, stewy thing. I was thinking of making Hungarian goulash.
It's good. It's not.
What's
what
it called?
You call it?
Goulash. What is it
You're
called?
You're fucking the dumbest person I've ever
oh, really?
Met.
Really? Pancreas? Pancreas?
Goulash.
What's it called?
It's goulash.
Goulash. Well, probably in Canada we call it goulash.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I would do a podcast
with
you.
I'm so nice to you now, I realize, for your mistakes. But it's because you have so many of them. I can't be that mean. But so go ahead. You got to get
what
it
kinda,
out.
So
you got to get it out in one mistake.
What are you going to put in your goulash?
Well, it's beans.
It's everything we have with a different name. Beans, the stew.
Yes, it's different. But also with tomato base. I think I've actually accidentally made it before.
It's very good. The stuff you make in the crock pot is good. Mm-hmm. Maybe add a little chili sauce and on the side make some noodles, some egg noodles. You know,
I can make egg noodles. Like, you want to? Do you understand the cabinet, the pots, the stove? It's available to all of us. So if you don't like the way something's being made, by all means, get in there.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it's
okay,
good.
Right? But you're
I'm
saying
making, add an extra component.
Right, and I'm saying to you, add that extra component. You can do it. Go for it.
I don't. Too many cooks. In the, you don't want that in the kitchen.
It's not too many cooks for your side dish. Your side dish.
There's a whole saying about it in the kitchen. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Oh, sorry. Spoil the broth.
Spoil the pancreas.
Spoil.
Do you think it's pancreas?
It's the pancreas. Pancreas.
Ah. The pancreas. Battle of the dum-dums.
No, it's a pancreas. What do you think it is?
Pancreas?
Yeah, the pancreas. That's what I said.
Okay. Remember that was one of the first jokes that we taught Raina when she was a little baby. We would take her on stage and say, "Where's your pancreas?" She'd go, even though we don't know that's where it is. But I just taught her to point to her side. And I'd take her on stage, she'd do it, and it'd get a big laugh.
Mm-hmm. Why would it get a laugh?
Because it's where's your nose usually with babies?
Uh-huh.
So that was a play on that. And also, why would your baby know where her pancreas was?
I don't know where it is.
Like, where's your thyroid? You know, it's funny.
Yep, I remember those days. I remember those days. So I got to go for an upper endoscopy tomorrow. Pain in the ass. I can't eat after 12 p.m.
Is
tonight.
Is it a pain in the ass?
No, that's a colonoscopy. Whoa.
I don't know where your pancreas is.
And my feet were killing me, but I figured out that was from my inversion table.
Do your feet feel better now?
A little, yeah.
But it didn't stop you from walking around because one person posted it's your pancreas for your brain to just go, pancreas. But it's the tops of your feet. The tops of your feet are not a pressure point. I tried to explain that to you.
But why would the doctor say get a lower
Because that's what doctors do. They try to find out. What should your doctor do? Be like, I don't know what it is. I guess see you later.
Get a lower abdominal
X-ray.
They
go through all the stuff.
Take blood. I just had blood taken. Came up fine. He goes, take blood again. So they're always looking
for
something.
Well, you're a hypochondriac, so
doctor, so he doesn't know that.
Listen, what they want to say, I bet you they know the signs.
No.
I bet you they know the signs. You've called that guy enough times.
No, I never talked to this one doctor.
My doctor.
This is digestive healthcare. I've never talked to him.
I guarantee that a lot of the healthcare professionals that deal with you, they would love to say you're a hypochondriac, but they can't. Legally, probably, it's bad if something is wrong. You know, they'll get in trouble. So they got to follow through with it, even though they're rolling their eyes behind your back. They're like, oh my God, this guy.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food, all delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon oat bowl are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
I had a conversation with your family physician.
My family is your family physician.
Well, he was yours before he was mine.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say his name, so that's what I'm trying to. But he was like, I said, do you realize Rich is a hypochondriac? He goes, oh, of course, yes.
Oh, did he? Oh, of course, yes. And when was this conversation?
He was like this and nodding, of course, yes. And then he was also drawing a big, like, yes on the wall. He was also flashing a green light.
Why was he drawing on the wall? I don't get it.
He's saying yes a number of ways. I thought that was your joke that I was adding to.
What do you mean, what was my joke? From where? My stand-up?
Of course, yes. No, just now I said, he said, of course, yes. And you go, oh, he said, of course, yes. I thought you were saying, like, he said yes twice in the sentence.
I don't get it.
Oh, my God.
I don't get you.
I thought you were saying, like, because of course also means yes, that I was being redundant.
Oh, all right.
And that the doctor didn't really say of course and yes. So then I added to that joke saying he was also nodding.
Oh, like all different ways of saying yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, I did it again.
What the
I'm
fuck?
I'm also nodding.
Look at, I want to play
also
with
also nodding and drawing
wanna,
yes on the
I want to play with your brush.
Okay, listen. I've been thinking about having sex with you, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I that bored? You know, maybe try reading a book. But this conversation has deadened that feeling again. So
what are you talking sorry. About? Yeah. When a guy says, I want to feel your breasts, you don't find that fucking romantic?
No. And last night I let you do it on the couch.
Whoa, aren't I lucky?
Yeah, well, it's just like...
I felt like I like
demeaning.
Your breasts. It's not demeaning to reach over and grab your wife's breasts. That's not demeaning.
I know. I'm sitting there, and then I just have to like wait until you're done like fondling my breasts. It's not yeah. like I'm like, oh, God, yeah. It's
yeah like, well, maybe you should get into it.
I know. I would love to get into it, but it's, you know, mind over matter, I guess. Why does that keep happening?
I don't fucking know. It's my mail coming in.
What? I don't know. This camera angle's wonky.
It's what?
It's kind of wonky, don't you think?
There's nothing wrong with this angle. It's perfect. Look at my...
I feel like you put yourself closer.
How can I put myself closer?
That's something you would do.
No, we're exactly the same. And the guy goes back and forth from us. I don't know how he does it on a one-camera shoot.
Don't. It's okay.
What?
Put your head down.
You don't know
I see you thinking. Of
you
course I do.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's
oh
cut, paste, cut, paste, or cut, edit, whatever. Edit, cut.
He enlarges the frame, then moves it over just to you. You don't get that?
Easily. Anybody gets that. It's easy when it comes to filmmaking.
Oh, my God.
All right. You know what? We're only going to do a half an hour podcast today.
Why?
I'm tired.
What about yesterday? We did all the leaves. We worked hard together. That's
something
I want to talk about.
2 days ago. That was 2 days ago. And the wind blew them all away yesterday. Most
okay,
of them.
Yes. It was disappointing because
we piled.
Okay, so we got in a little fight. I was talking on the phone to Marina. You came in. I just worked out with my other friend, Kathy. And then I came in. I was going to have something to eat. And you were like, come help me with the leaves. And so I rolled my eyes, then...
I said, when you're done eating, can you please help me with a leaf?
I know. So I was like this.
Ugh.
And then you were like, fine, don't. You got in a big fight about it. So then I went out, helped you with the leaves for 3 hours.
And I was already doing it for two. And that was my second time out. I already did it once. But the leaves keep falling. All the leaves on the trees keep falling.
Can I tell you something?
What?
You lack charm.
What are you talking about? I mean, I'm not trying to be charming. What are you
talking about? I
know,
you're trying to be like, what, I did more than you.
I didn't say I did more than you. You said I did 3 hours.
No, we did.
Yeah, 3 hours. Whatever it was, yeah, it was a lot of leaves. So what are you trying to say? Tell me what you are trying to say.
I'm saying we end up working very well together. Even though I did a lot more.
Are you fucking mad? Who blew all the leaves with our fucking blower and put them? I did one side of the house. That's
we
so
have a
much.
Blower. Okay. So.
You know, whatever. We both did a lot of work. It was a lot of work. The wind blew a lot of it away. Pissed me off.
The next day was like a bit of a storm.
A bit? Well, so Canadian. It was a bit of a storm. A little bit of a storm. It was fucking windy. That's all you have to say. Not a bit of a storm.
Oh, I'm sorry that we're not all...
A bit
New
of a
Jersey.
Storm.
It was a fucking pisser out.
It was a bit of a storm.
Ah.
It was a...
What are you saying? Why are you talking like that? We talk like dum-dums over here.
It was a bit of a storm. It almost blew away my goulash.
I can always tell when you've hung out with Joey Diaz.
Why?
Because you're like, there's enough of nothing, but why don't you get in the kitchen there and make me a sandwich?
What?
You always turn into... Hey, you're like suddenly in the mob.
He's got a great fucking house, man. I'm telling you. Good house. Nicer than our house. I mean, our property's much bigger, but his house is nice.
Okay, well.
I want a nice house. I mean, we have a nice house.
I love this house, so don't
I like
even
his
talk
house.
Shit about it at all.
I have nothing to say bad about this house and all this property, but I like his house. You know. I never seen Florentine's house. I should go over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely put everybody's house in.
I've seen Bobby's house.
Where's his? Lower, higher.
Than whose?
Yours. You're judging
people. Well, our house is better than Bobby's house, but Bobby has a nice shed out back, which adds to his house. He has a fucking studio out there, so you got to give him pointers for that, all right?
You have to give him points or pointers?
Points. You got to give him points for that, okay? He has a fucking cool-ass fucking studio out there, so give him points for that, all right?
I'm giving him points. I'm mentally giving him points.
There you have it. Any other points you want to give?
Well, I just wanted to go back to the Leafs thing. You can only talk about the problem, but what about the working together?
What about it? It went well. We do a lot of stuff outside together. We did a fucking wedding.
There's something wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me. What are you talking about?
Because you're just so like...
It went well.
This is okay, now that's your happiness. It went well. Okay, right?
Yeah,
that's your happiness.
Yeah.
Okay, now show your anger.
The fuck? It went well. What the fuck?
Okay.
That wasn't
they're
even
very,
real
they're
either.
Very similar. They're very similar.
Yeah. I don't show a lot of emotion when it comes to leaves.
But it's not really leaves.
It's us working together as a team. Woo! We're a team. Hey, who are you guys playing next week? Team Bonnie and Rich. Team Bonnie
you
and
Rich. You
guys
doing the leaves? We got a pretty good team over here.
Yes, what the fuck?
Well, I said, I dropped Rain off at her friends, and they were going to the park. And I said, Doug, that's her friend's dad's name. I go, he did all his leaves. I go, tell him I said he did a good job on his leaves. Raina's like, no.
Yeah, what
it's
the
all
fuck?
I think. That's all I see now when I drive around. Look at this guy's leaves. Yes, that's all I think. Well, look at this guy's leaves.
Some people don't care. They just leave their leaves.
Yeah.
They mow them and turn them into mulch.
Well, we did a really good job in the backyard. Like, there's nary a leaf back there. But the front yard.
They blew back on.
They did blow back on, but we still, it was.
But the tree didn't, all the leaves haven't fallen. All the leaves on the trees haven't fallen yet from the one big tree out front.
Right.
I look at that big tree. If there's like a big storm and it blows, there's nowhere for it to blow over and not cause major fucking damage.
Oh, like if the tree itself.
Yeah, if the whole tree came down, there's nowhere.
So this is what you spend your time doing?
I look.
Because I think about, well, here's something. I'm gonna start giving you other things. Don't worry about that tree. There's an asteroid hurtling towards the Earth.
When? What time?
2065. But still.
Oh, boy.
We won't survive it.
That's a bullshit. They always come up with these asteroid stories and stuff. Asteroid coming to the Earth. Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess we'll get Gerard Butler to save the day.
No, but we could easily be taken out by an asteroid. I mean, that's probably how Earth formed, really. Or our moon.
What do you mean?
Just a piece of something else.
Yeah, I want a piece of your ass, bitch. I'm going to suck your titties later.
Do you know how the the Big Bang Theory works?
Huh? I never watched that show once.
No.
Never once. Would I watch that?
About the actual universe.
Oh. I never
would. People say, you can't get something for nothing, I say, except for the entire universe. Is that a good joke? But if I go do it like a science-y kind of, I think it's a pretty good joke. You can't get something for nothing. Except for the entire universe.
Well, give me your theory on the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no.
Your knowledge.
Like, this is the thing about scientists. They go, well, the Earth expanded from nothing, or the universe expanded from nothing. It's like, these are just theories. These are not. You know, when they talk about aliens, they're like, there's a, 1,000,000% chance or whatever. But really, they're just guessing. It's really just a guess, obviously. They have no contextual information at all.
It's 50-50. There is.
It's like
there
I could
isn't.
Be a scientist and be like, there's unicorns out there.
No, there isn't. It's 100% there isn't.
There's a chance.
Nope.
There's actually very good chance that there's a world exactly like ours, exactly, more than one. If it's infinite, it's infinite. That means there's...
So there's three Rich Fosses not getting
there's
work
infinite
right now.
Rich Fosses. How about that? Infinite.
All right.
But in one he's wearing a blue shirt, and one he's married to Sarah Silverman.
Oh, I can't.
I didn't know who your favorite was.
I would take her. Oh, favorite comic?
No, like, you know.
Celebrity?
Who you'd want to be married to besides me. I think Sarah would be a good choice for
That'd
you.
That'd be good. Nicole Kidman.
She doesn't drink. Nicole Kidman? I'm talking about people that might actually like you back.
Sarah, I would marry Sarah.
And Sarah and I have had...
Same boyfriends.
Same boyfriends before. We have a similar type, maybe. I think she does actually like you as a human.
Well, I get along great with her. I have no problem.
Right, right.
She helped get me on Kimmel years ago.
Right, right. So that's I would kind consider, of a Me Too.
What do you mean
Did she
a Me
make
Too?
You do anything to get on Kimmel?
No. What are you talking? Make me? She was dating Kimmel at the time.
Yeah, still. Sounds like a Me Too. You want to talk about it? Here's a safe space.
I wish I had a Me Too with Sarah.
Do you know I'm your wife, right?
You're the one who brought it up.
You know that. I know, but I didn't know you were going to get so serious about it.
What?
Boy, it was a joke until I started crying.
I think Whitney looks very pretty with her hair. I like her hair.
How do you even know what she looks like?
I see pictures of her on Instagram.
You follow Whitney Cummings on Instagram?
I don't know, but it comes up. I mean, I see Whitney Cummings. I saw her on the fucking documentary, on the Showtime documentary, you know, and I like her purple hair.
You're taken with Whitney Cummings.
Yeah, I like her hair. I'm not taken with her. I said she's, you know, whatever. I like her hair.
So
I think she looks good.
So if I were to
I think...
die in a freak poisoning tomorrow.
Yeah.
In a freak, my head hitting the toilet seat.
Or Sarah or Whitney.
Yeah, like, who are you going to go for? You got a list?
No list whatsoever. I'm not going for nobody. I'm going for myself.
What do you mean? Oh, you're going to...
I'll be single because I can fucking then travel, play golf, take Raina, get an RV with
Raina. Oh, you remembered your daughter there at the
end. Me and Raina can get an RV and travel the country. She can still do her schoolwork online, and we can just drive around and shit. Enjoy the heat.
But, I mean, you'd have to get over... Like, there'd be a certain amount of time you'd have to... Like, the morning period. Don't fart in the middle...
Oh, my God, what?
What is wrong with you?
I have gas.
Did you complain about my chewing earlier? You just in the middle of a podcast that we're filming, by the way.
No one could hear that.
Oh, my God.
So what were you saying?
Don't put that aside.
In the morning what?
Huh?
In the morning what? I drive around.
No, not in the morning. I'm saying there's a morning period. Like, you wouldn't just tomorrow go get in your car. You know, there's...
Yeah, I know. I look up how long you're supposed to mourn. Without looking like an asshole.
I mean, it's got to be no shorter than 3 weeks.
I would mourn for a year. A whole year or more, probably more.
But you'd be fucking people during that mourning period.
No. No, I don't care about that. No. No.
Oh, you don't? Well, why are you a rapist around here?
Stop. I'm not. You can't use that word. People take
it. You can use it with your husband still. Nobody takes... marital rape seriously yet. But when they do.
Oh, let me tell you something. All right. Anything you want to plug? What? They're shutting everything down, so I don't know what I'm plugging anymore.
I know, but also we did the whole thing about the hair plug.
I know. That's why I said it.
All right. Okay. I didn't know if you were still on track with that or not.
You can't show your tickets on video.
No, I'm not going to. No.
You get all dolled up for this. She's
I get dolled up. Look at me.
Look how
Is
dolled
this dolled
up.
I took my hair out of a fucking top knot.
Top knot. What the fuck is that? Top knot.
What do you mean? Like
a fucking top knot. Who the fuck says that?
Oh my I God. Fucking got it. That's what you're going to have a problem with?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Raina, man.
Good luck getting your new girlfriend or wife to do a fucking podcast with you.
Sarah would do a podcast with me. There's a lot of fucking... I'm a very...
Sarah, Whitney. Maria Bamford's already married, so sorry about that.
Maria Bamford's one of the funniest comics.
I know you love her. That's why I was...
I love Janine Garofalo, too.
Oh, Janine Garofalo is single?
No, she isn't. She lives with a guy for years.
Oh, that's right. She's not married.
No, but she's fucking... So fuck, such a good comic. Her and like when I'm listening to fucking comedy on the radio, like someone's name will come up, I'll cut it right off. But
is it me? Is the name Bonnie McFarlane?
Yes, Maria Bamford. I keep on.
Yes,
Janine Garofalo.
Very
I keep
funny.
On. Kurt Metzger I keep on.
Always
Doug Stanhope I keep on.
Good.
Patrice I keep on. Who else? I'll keep you on just to go, oh, yeah, I've heard that many times. I've heard that one. But your stuff is good. Your new stuff is good. Even your old stuff. There's a lot of people I'll listen to. I'll always listen to Louis Anderson. So even though I did this gambling material years and years ago, and he does gambling material, that's a little close to mine, but obviously it was just parallel thinking. But he is so fucking funny, Louis Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
one of my favorite
holy
people.
Fuck, is he funny. So when he comes on, I always listen to Louis. And because I, you know, I don't watch comedy specials, but in the car, I'll listen to certain people, which I told you those people. But there's even more. Who else will I listen
okay,
to?
Okay, that's okay. We don't need to do any. It's fine. We don't need to list people that you like. That wasn't the goal. But
there's a lot more. A lot more.
I'm sure, yeah. Go write them down. Then you'll feel like you've done something for the day.
Whew, upset stomach. I can't wait to get this upper endoscopy tomorrow.
How do they go in?
Upper, through the mouth, down into the stomach. That would be upper.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it referred to.
Yeah, for the stomach.
I thought it meant going upper butter.
All right, well, listen, that's our fucking podcast. So, you know, listen, don't listen, tell your friends, don't tell your friends.
They've already listened. They're here at the end. They've already listened.
Oh, thanks
so
for
thank
listening.
You. Thank thanks you, fans. And, you know, Rich hates you, but I don't.
I don't hate these fans.
You should do a podcast on your own called I Hate My Fans and just read the stupid shit they write to you.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
See you later. Thank you, Bonnie McFarlane.
Thank you.
At least I don't go by a different name.
What's that mean?
Yeah, McFarlane. Bonnie.
That's my given name.
Yeah, but how come I never say Bonnie Voss? I always say Bonnie McFarlane. People go, you married? Yeah. To who? Bonnie McFarlane. I don't go Bonnie Voss. I go Bonnie McFarlane.
Nobody says who are you married to.
Oh, yeah, they all know.
Bye.
Bye.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes, but more importantly, we're making a difference.